First to the dramatic change in the Federal Greens Party today, with Christine Milne resigning and Richard Di Natale replacing her as leader. Senator Milne says it's time for her to move on, but her surprise move means the party has a new leader, just as the government is about to announce its next budget that'll have to be negotiated through the Senate. Political correspondent Louise Yaxley joins us now in Canberra. Louise, how much of a shock was this announcement by Senator Milne today?
Very much of a surprise, Eleanor. Senator Milne had kept it to herself, although there are now questions emerging about how many of her colleagues were aware of it, and that's been something that I think will be an ongoing issue. But generally, this was kept very quiet. It followed in the way that Bob Brown had announced his resignation when he handed over and Christine Milne took the job. It's now been taken by Richard Di Natale. He was elected unopposed, and that is where we're getting to the questions about who else knew about this and did he know beforehand. The Greens have been reluctant to answer that question so far, but we have heard from Senator Di Natale, and let's hear from him now. He's the new Greens leader.
We're different people. Christine and I are different people. I came at this through health. I came not from a political background. I spent a few years as a GP and a public health specialist working in places like Tennant Creek and Northeast India. It became pretty clear to me that if you want to improve people's health, you've got to start looking at the things that make people sick. You've got to have a clean environment. You've got to have clean air and clean water. You've got to make sure that people have got a roof over their head, that they've got a decent education, that they've got meaningful work, and they've got a social safety net if they get into trouble. They are the ingredients of good healthcare. And I'm going to be a champion for those things, and along with a decent health system in this parliament. We're being told we can't afford decent healthcare at the moment. We're being told that if you can't afford to go and see a doctor, well, tough luck. That's not the sort of country we want to be. We can afford decent healthcare. We should be expanding Medicare. We shouldn't be tearing it down. We should be bringing dental care into Medicare. They're the sort of things I'm going to fight for.
That's the new Australian Greens leader, Senator Richard Di Natale. Now, Louise, Christine Milne was also at that press conference. How did she explain her decision today and indeed who she consulted?
Well, there are still questions about who she consulted, but she certainly said that she took her family into her confidence, and she's describing this as the next step for her after 25 years in politics and even longer than that as a campaigner. She began as a campaigner against the Wesleyvale pulp mill in Tasmania, her home state. She's been in state parliament, then deputy to Bob Brown in the Senate, then leader. So a long career for her. She says she's drawing it to a close because of her age. She's about to turn 62. This is how she explains her decision.
I feel it's absolutely the right time for this to be happening. The momentum for the Greens around the country is growing. We've just done really well in state elections. We've got the party in really good shape with a team out there door knocking from one end of the country to the other. Plus, I've got the most amazing group of colleagues. I said when I took over the leadership from Bob that it would be a more cabinet style of leadership, and it has been a way of enabling all my colleagues to demonstrate exactly what they could do, and they've done it, and I feel like that they're ready to fly, all of them, and to take the Greens into a wonderful election next year.
That's the former Greens leader, Christine Milne. Now, Louise, the Greens are crucial players in the Senate. They're likely to be important in the upcoming budget negotiations. What direction can we expect Senator Di Natale to take the party in?
Well, it is a fresh face for the Greens in the upper house with a new leader, less experienced. He's 44. He was only elected in 2010. Perhaps he's someone who will appeal more generally to the mainstream, though. He's a former GP. He's talked about his interest in the health sphere and certainly highlighted that as something. So there's a little contrast already between the way Senator Milne portrays herself as someone with a real focus on, has had a real focus on climate change. Senator Di Natale's got a bit broader focus. And he describes himself as a product of what he calls the great Australian experiment called multiculturalism. And so this is how he put it a short time ago.
The multiculturalism issue needs a champion, and I'm going to be that champion. There are so many other things that I will be campaigning for, but let me just say this. I think the future for us as a party is very bright. we are the natural home of progressive, mainstream Australian voters. We are the natural home, and we're going to give voice to their concerns. Decent healthcare, decent education, affordable housing, public transport. We are going to give voice to all of those issues. And with as leader, they are things that, for me, mean a hell of a lot.
That's the new Greens leader, Richard Di Natale, and our analysis from our political correspondent, Louise Yaxley, in Canberra.